You're listening to The Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell, and co-host Keelan Harvey on Alternative Talk AM 1150. Now, back to the show with local mortgage experts Tina Mitchell and Keelan Harvey.
Welcome back to The Money Hour on 1150 AM KKNW, the Saturday, August 31st show. I am your host, Tina Mitchell.
And I am your co-host, Keelan Harvey.
You're a local mortgage expert. It's a great day to talk about money, and that's what the show is all about, how to make money, how to save money so you can have a better quality of life for you and your family. If you're hearing our show at a different time or day, you are listening to a rebroadcast, but we can connect you with the guests that we have on the show. Please call the show at 1-855-400-1150. Again, that's 1-855-400-1150 or online at themoneyhour.com. In studio right now, backed by popular demand, we have Stephanie Kristen of Windermere Real Estate's Top Strategies for Pricing Your Home. Stephanie, thank you so much for coming back in and spending time with us.
Yes, thanks so much for having me back.
Of course. And a little bit about Stephanie. Stephanie Kristen is managing broker for Kristen Team at Windermere Real Estate and has been successfully selling homes for over 3 decades. Working with her team of professionals, she utilizes her years of experience to streamline the process of buying and selling to produce successful results and raving fans. She is consistently honored by Seattle Magazine as 5-star best in client satisfaction real estate agent. Her passion for service goes beyond helping her clients, as she is a firm believer in giving back to her community and supports organizations that are dedicated to low-income housing solutions like Windermere Foundation and Plymouth Housing.
Yeah.
Stephanie, let's get right in it. Let's talk about home values right now. Kind of a popular subject, even in our field, because a lot of people are refinancing. They're like, what the heck's my home worth, you know?
Yeah.
So it is a very, very popular subject at this moment. How can homeowners know what their home is actually worth? Because we all know, I won't name names, you can't just go online and get an exact number. It just doesn't work. There's just not the algorithms to do it.
Exactly. Yeah. So I think that is an important differentiation. I think home value means different things to different people. You have your house assessed value that you can, you know, find from King County Tax Assessor.
Yeah.
You have the value that you know, you paid for it and perhaps that you have put into the home, you know, the emotional value. And then you have those, you know, Zillow values or the online values. And what we really look at as real estate agents is, you know, what the current market trends are. And that's going to be determined by a buyer, what a buyer, you know, ready, willing, and able buyer is willing to pay for a home in this market. So,
yeah.
And it's not the online company's fault. There's just you need a human brain to calculate the market and your 3 decades of experience to be able to put all the pieces together to get a true value of what it would sell for at that possible at that moment possibly.
Yeah, exactly.
And then the online doesn't have they're not walking into the home. They can't see what's happening with upgrades and all the different things or the lack of.
That's right.
Correct, Stephanie?
Yeah, exactly. The websites are really just a great starting point. We have a feature on my website now called What's My Home Worth? And you can go in there. Yeah, it's actually, there's a lot of great information. It even will show you, you know, how many how many buyers are looking in your neighborhood, what are they looking for in price range and bedroom. And so when you put your address in, if you're looking to see what your home is worth, it'll show you 3 different estimates. So it'll give you the Zillow estimate and I think e-appraisal. And there's another one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nice.
But it really is just based on an algorithm, like you said. You know, you have so many bedrooms, baths, square footage. It doesn't know the condition, the quality of your view. And so even if you look at the Zillow website, they even say this is just a starting point. We recommend talking to an agent to get the accurate information on your home.
Yeah, and also they don't know what's happening in that market in that neighborhood because the more the availability, the more homes that are available, the less you're going to be able to get for your home. Whereas if there's, you know, less availability, there's more demand.
True.
So they don't have the dynamics of what's actually happening in that market as well, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So how exactly do you determine a home's value as opposed to kind of these online resources?
Yeah. So I think a lot of it does take the human element. I mean, we are looking at the very, you know, starting point of the you know, features of the home, looking at the list price and the sales price, days on market. But that's just the baseline. I think really when we go in and we look at what's happening to in the market is we're talking to the agents, you know, the ones that currently have active listings. We're talking to the pending sales and sold. So sold are going to be the ones that are actually the reality of the market. Those are the ones that are telling us what has sold, what was a buyer willing to pay for the property. Pending is those are the properties that have a contract on them, but they haven't closed. And those, you know, are the most current information. But again, you've got to talk to that agent and see, you know, did they get multiple offers? What kind of interest and feedback were they getting from the current buyer market? Mm. And then actives, you know, that's what is currently on the market. Those haven't sold. And so if you're trying to price your home off what's currently on the market, you certainly may miss the mark. And so we really work to set up a pricing strategy so that, you know, we want to be positioned to be the best value in the one that sells next, you know, comparing to those other active listings. So.
Yeah, and talking about actives, I mean, you have to be careful with that as well, because a lot of times people don't understand the appraisers can't use active as comping the property. So you have to consider how is the appraiser going to determine that value, and it's not based on active, it's based on sales. And ones that have actually closed. So let's talk, Stephanie, about the specific features that you are looking at when helping your sellers price their home.
Yeah. So you even mentioned the appraiser. When I have a property sell, I'll meet with an appraiser because location is more than just the city or the neighborhood. They're generally looking in a 1 mile radius. But what they may not understand and what might not show up in the actual listing data is, you know, a house that's across the street or, you know, they might be in a different school district. Mm-hmm. Different properties can be on an arterial, you know, a busy street. Some have steep driveways, some are level. And all of that goes into, you know, the value of a property and what buyers are looking for. The other thing is, you know, then we're looking at the house itself. So there's a location and the house. In the house, we're looking at the basics like, you know, the bedroom. But it's not only the bedroom count and the floor plan, or I'm sorry, the bedroom count and the square footage. It is the floor plan. Buyers are looking for specific layouts, you know, a home that's a three-bedroom but is three levels with one bedroom on every floor is going to have a different value than when you have three bedrooms on one level.
And a split level is not going to be a popular home for a good value.
Different floor plans, all of that really, you know, it has an impact on the value and knowing what buyers are looking for in the current market and where you can position yourself accordingly is important.
Stephanie, let's talk a little bit about the market right now. Are we still seeing multiple offers in the market at this point?
Actually, it's crazy. We are. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's interesting because, you know, I've been in the business long enough to see, you know, slow times where we've had, you know, an excess of, you know, more than 6 months worth of inventory on the market. It feels like it's a slower market and things have slowed down, but really it is a seller's market. But the thing is, buyers are being picky. So I've been involved in multiple offers just recently with both buyers and sellers, and I think it really starts with, you know, pricing. And buyers, I think, are more willing to wait for that right property to come on the market. Mm-hmm. And so when it does, you know, one that doesn't have the steep driveway or one that is, you know, has the floor plan they're looking for and the condition, that's when you're seeing the multiple offers because everybody's been waiting for that, you know, right one at the right price, you know, to come on the market.
Yeah.
So,
well, let's talk a little bit about longevity in the industry. I know you're three decades. I'm almost a quarter of a century, and I'm proud to rock that and say that. And, you know, with that comes a lot of wisdom and a lot of experience. And when it comes to pricing a home, this is where a majority of the agents are really missing the beat in a big way, and it's costing sellers a lot of money. So a common question that you hear is, should you list the price for higher to get, you know, negotiating, or should you list it low to get those multiple offers? How do you strategize and educate your clients on how to price the home to maximize profit?
Yeah, that's really a good question, because I do think a lot of people think they need to leave room for those low ball offers or, you know, room to negotiate. And really the data shows us that isn't the best way to do that. Today's home buyers are very well educated. They know the current market. They've got all the data online as well. Last month, we saw 47% of homes that were sold, they were at or above list price. So that's almost half of them that are selling at or above price or their list price. And those were selling for an average of 3% over the list price. Then there was a third of the homes that were on the market, and they required a price reduction, which generally is like 3 to 5% price reduction. So you're seeing like, you know, almost an 8% swing in, you know, pricing it right, getting it sold to, you know, having to, you know, have those buyers on the market that are saying, what's the matter with this one? Why hasn't it sold?
And the majority of the time it's not price. Because it's a bad house. It's because it was a bad price.
Exactly.
And not the right representation.
Exactly. And those, I think, are the opportunities for buyers, for
sure. Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stephanie, how do you feel about the funky pricing? Like $599, $950 or like $698 like $599, $999, $999 You know what I mean?
Just
like, it just sounds better, right? The old sales adage. How do you feel about those?
Well, what I tell my clients is we're not Walmart. I mean, we're selling homes here.
Yeah.
But even more importantly than that, I think, is the way search engines are set up online and the way buyers are able to look. You know, they're generally $50,000 or $100,000 increments.
Mm-hmm.
So they can search, you know, if you're looking for a house in the 500s, you're generally looking $400,000 to $600,000. Well, if you've got a price that, you know, is at 610, you're not going to see it. 599, when we price a house at 600, we're going to get two different buyer pools. We're going to get those people that are looking 4 to 600, but we're also getting the people that are searching, you know, 600 to 800,000. So it really, we call it bridge pricing, and it helps us to, you know, capture both buyer pools. So it's just a little strategy to...
Yeah, it sounds like there's no advantage, just how the algorithms work in pricing. There's just no advantage to do that. And I'm actually shocked that psychology still works. It's like the oldest book in the trip.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, no, let's put the candy bar for 99 cents.
And
we'll
buyers,
sell way more.
Yeah, right.
You know?
And buyers aren't stupid. They know these things.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. They'll say it's 600.
Yeah. Of course.
It's a dollar, dude. Let's be...
So, Stephanie, price, you know, it's a common thing to ask, when's the best time to sell? And obviously, there's a lot of factors that go into that. I mean, in every market, you're short something. You're either short sellers, you're short buyers, or you're short money. We're definitely not short money. Look at the interest rates.
Right.
Plenty of financing. You know, we're not back after the financial meltdown where nobody's lending anymore. And we're not short buyers. We're still short on the seller side. So in this environment, when is the best time to sell?
Yeah, I always told my clients, you can't try to time the market. I mean, just like the stock market. I mean, you have to do what works best for you. I mean, this is an investment that you live in, so it is—it's a big part of your life. You know, historically, we have seen, you know, the market kind of start off slow, ramp up, you know, February, March, and have a good strong spring market until about April, May, June. Things have slowed down historically over the summer and ramp up again in the fall. This year was different. I mean, we had all that snow in the beginning of the year, so really our market got a slower start, and we had a strong summer season this year. So so I think, you know, it's just every year is a bit different. I think you have to work with a professional to know what, you know, what works best for you and strategize accordingly.
Great advice.
Yeah.
Stephanie, you are fantastic at what you do.
Yes,
and
she is.
And you've given a lot of good tidbits here. I'm really curious, what are your top strategies for getting the most for your home? What can you share with our listeners?
Sure. So I do think we were talking tripods earlier. It's a three-legged strategy.
prepare.
No, that's okay. It's okay. I am a tripod. There's no way around it.
Preparing, pricing, and promoting. So preparing is going to be just getting your place ready. You know, decluttering is the highest return on investment. It's free, and you got to pack it all up anyways. Pricing, working with your agent to, you know, properly position yourself in the market, and then doing the best to promote it with, you know, beautiful, professional, high-quality photos, you know, and getting it in front of as many buyer eyeballs as possible. So,
yeah. Great tip. Stephanie, thank you so much again for coming and joining us and sharing your expertise with our listeners.
I appreciate it so much. Thank you guys both.
You're welcome. Coming up next on the Money Hour, detangling your digital office. Nicole Luxritchie of Luxcentric, right here at 1150 AM KKNW after the short break.